I think that we can start. Welcome to the LSE's European Institute Public Lecture. Tonight we have with us Andrea Pininfarina, who will discuss inward investment into Italy, the case of Piedmont. Mr. Pininfarina is a graduate of mechanical engineering in 1981 from the Polytechnic of Turin, which has become a major point of attraction for foreign investors in the area. He joined the Industria Pininfarina as a coordinator and then as program manager. Now he is managing director of the company. He is a member of directors of Pininfarina, Bank of Piedmont, Comu, SNIA, and Siemens. And he holds a number of offices as vice chairman of the Turin Employers Association, member of the board of Confindustria, chairman of Federmeccanica, and other institutions. I hope that you will join with me to welcome Mr. Pininfarina in his presentation this evening.
Thank you. I'm really delighted to be with you this evening. I'm going to talk about the activity of attracting investment, and it's a bit strange that an Italian is coming here in UK, where is the country which is a leader in attracting investment. But I think there could be interesting thing to say, and maybe to have a debate with you at the end. In order to help through this lecture this evening, I will go through with the presentation. So my entrepreneurial experience has taught me that the most important thing when you start a new activity like we have been doing in Turin and Piedmont in 3 years ago, when the agency ITP was created, is to establish clear targets, clear objectives. And we have a very simple one. We don't have a lot of strategic reason behind the mission of ITP. We have only one. It's our commitment to attract foreign investment to Turin and Piedmont. It looks simple, but if you compare this to the traditional cultural approach of our country, of Italy, towards foreign investment, this is quite new. In fact, Italy is known because of its attention in attracting tourism, arts, a lot of efforts in this segment, but there has never been a committed effort to attract foreign investments, which is a typical attitude of other economies like UK, France, US, and which has been showing over the years much more important and significant results than Italy in attracting investment. In terms of relation between Italy and UK in the import-export relation, we could say that we have a quite a balanced economical trade level. Actually, we export from Italy a bit more than what we import from UK. But you can see that the number in terms of billion pounds is quite similar. 9.5 billion pounds of Italian export, with an increase of 14.5% over the previous year, mainly for motor vehicles, engines, bodyworks, spare parts, industrial machine, textiles, clothes and accessories, shoes, appliances, tools and furniture. While the import, Italian import, of 7.9 billion from UK, again, are motor vehicles, engines, bodyworks, accessories, material for telecommunication, of fish supplies and PC, electronic devices, petrochemicals, and pharmaceuticals. This balance is confirmed by the fact that UK is the fourth most important Italian client of its goods, UK is the third supplier in terms of import. We have a number of companies in UK with Italian sharings, 83, and we have a number of companies in UK, Italian companies in UK with UK sharing, of about 200. As you can see, the growth of foreign investors in Italy has been significant. Number of companies are shown here over the last 12 years. You can see there has been an improvement. Though what's important, I think, in the economy is not really the absolute level of growth, but the relative increase compared to other competitors. And if you would compare this data with other competitors' economy to Italy, you would see that the trend of growth in terms of globalization of the economy is much stronger than in Italy. In any case, UK stands for the country where the growth is the most significant, more than North American, more than other European community countries. You can see here that in Piedmont we have a shared manufacturing companies from country origin. Here we have a United Kingdom is the fourth. It's a similar situation than I mentioned on a national basis. Most important is from North America. 26,000 employees in our region are member of the 67 companies from North America. Then we have Germany, France, and then UK. So more than 5,000 people are working in our region because of UK company activity. We have a number of UK company already present in our region, and here we are listing a few of them, and some of them also have significant size. But what we would like to talk about with you tonight are what are the good reasons, in our opinion, for starting investments in our country and in particular in our region. We think that Italy offers today an access to the wide European market, more than 300 million people. Italy has found a new political stability which has permitted our country the admittance to the European currency, has a quite stable inflation rate, and has a quite high level of productivity of its workforce. If we look at the Italian macroeconomic trend, we could see that there is a slow but stable growth in the recent year of the GDP and also the consumption rate. Investments are also growing. The only critical part of this growth in the last 2 years has been at the export level. But probably we can see from the recent data regarding the industrial output, especially in the last portion of 1999, that there will be an improvement in industrial output, which is really responding, if we return to the previous graph, if it is visible, to the improvement over 1999 also of the export figure. So we think that after the effort the country has been doing to reach the single European currency, actually Italy is approaching the recovering of the economy with, again, stable, although still too slow, growth in the GDP and a return to an investment, sufficient investment level. If we go from Italy to our region, to Piedmont, then we think that we have some particular thing to say about our region. There is a particular good access to the market, location and accessibility is quite good. If we look at the map of Europe without the national boundaries, really Piedmont has a quite strategic position in the center of Europe. If we look at the Italian map, it's a bit on the border, on the northwest of Italy, but if we look at the European map, it's really in the heart of the continent. We have an industrial culture, and this is another point which has to be quite clear for everyone that could be interested to our region. We are not offering an underdeveloped area with low labor cost, which is trying to promote itself with economic incentives only. We are promoting a region with industrial culture, with high technology, with sectors of excellence, like automotive, information communication technology, aerospace and design, and with the high quality location opportunities, with a wide range of incentives for investment projects, but not only incentives, and with a good, as we will try to show you, with a good quality of life. Some figures, I will just go through the most significant regarding Piedmont. It's 4 million people living, which is about 7.5% of the national Italian population. We have a £46.3 billion GDP, which is about 10% of the national GDP. We have 300,000 companies. Two-thirds of the Piemontese companies has foreign clients, which shows the attitude, if you want, of our industrial background towards the global economy. We have 30% of the total private Italian investment in research and development. And we have more than 17% of our employees in the high technology sector, which is not only the first position in Italy, but most of all the 10th in Europe. And we have a large level of training in terms also quality of our resources, with 21,000 students enrolled every year to the Polytechnic of Turin, and 67,000 enrolled to the local university. If we go back to the geographical position, you can probably see what I was mentioning before between the most significant cities of Europe. You can see Turin is in a critical north-south, east-west geographic position. So that could constitute a real getaway to northern, western, and southern Europe, and is in the heart of the European Innovative Development Axis, a region that is located in the largest and most important consumer area in Europe, one of the largest telematic networks in the continent, and a European strategical area in which you can obtain a competitive advantage in the long term. Most of all, in our area, there is a very competitive small and medium enterprises with an attitude to the so-called everyday low cost that could offer competitive products to the world market. And plus, we have a favorable conditions towards industrial investment now strengthened by the participation to the euro. Our main economic sectors, the whole of Piedmont production system is characterized by strong technical contents and technological innovation, from the car industry to robotics and industrial automation, design, aerospace, textile and clothing, agro-industry, food and drinks, banking and insurance, information technologies and telecommunications, publishing and constructions. Just to have a look at the three, four most important sectors, if you look at automotive, Piedmont and Turin is the region where Fiat is placed, and that boasts, our region boasts alone 50% of the total Italian production of motor vehicles. And this is among the very few European areas, I would say worldwide, not just Europe, where the realization of a car from concept to production is possible with the existing local resources only, is a strongly improving productivity in the sector. Labor costs are among the lowest in the high developed countries, with a highly qualified workforce and with a new degree in car engineering recently started up in the Turin Polytechnic. Another sector in information and communication technology. We have a long-standing tradition in the field of information and communication technology. In our region is where Telecom Italia, Olivetti, Omnitel, Infostrada, all the most recent after the liberalization of the telecommunication in Italy, all of these companies in the mobile telephone system and the fixed telephone system were born. Piedmont boasts a strong concentration of dynamic expertise. We have both public research centers, the National Center of Research, Information and Communication Technology Departments in the Turin Polytechnic, but also a record of private research centers. The Telecom Italia Laboratories and Research and Development Center is in Torino. RAI, which is the Italian Broadcasting Company, Omnitel, and Motorola Research and Development Center. And a wide availability of highly qualified and specialized human resources. Design is another sector of strategic importance for our region. Piedmont specializes in car and industrial design, but is also a world leader in other fields too, such as the design and manufacturing of taps and fittings, kitchen and tableware, and jewelry. I'm a bit embarrassing in showing this because there are so many pictures of products of my personal company that looks like I'm promoting the activity of Pininfarina and not just of Turin and Piedmont. But in fact, of course, together with the other companies in our region, we are, of course, bearing that responsibility too. Aerospace is another sector that shows the high technology effort of our region with the cooperative agreements between the Italian Space Agency, NASA, and the European Space Agency that cover not only the construction of the logistic modules, but also the nodes, the elements connecting the various pressurized modules, and the participation in the development of the Columbus Orbital Facility, the so-called European Laboratory. Alenia Aerospazio is making a major contribution to the realization of the new space station in terms of technology and production. In our region, so we have some big Italian and foreign industry. We have listed a few of them here in the slide. But for sure, we can say that in the region, there is the highest percentage of large companies that are present in our nation. Having said that, we should remind that small and medium industries are present in our region, which is the backbone of the Italian industrial strength. So we have a level of large industry, but also small and medium enterprises are present, organized in a typical economic organization of the successful model of the industrial clusters. And in our region, most of the sectors are represented, from gold and jewelry to metals and combined mechanics, textiles and clothing, household products, car components, ice and cooling system, pressure valves, wine, widespread quality handcrafts. So most of the sector are organized in industrial clusters. What we would like to present for our region is not just the advantages, the economical advantages, but also the quality of life, which is, of course, a very interesting factor for everybody who is taking a decision regarding the potential investment in that area. We have a landscape, sports, history, culture, gastronomic delights, shopping, but most of all, we had been chosen, and this is a quite an important statement again of our region and our city regarding the determination we are showing in first candidating ourselves and then being selected as the site for the International Olympic chosen by the International Olympic Committee last June to host the Olympic Winter Games in the year 2006. This is a quite crucial step in the promotion of our region, because this will provide not only significant level of investment, but also very important visibility in the upcoming years, not just in the last 15 days in the execution of the Olympic Winter Games. What can we offer as an agency for investment in Turin and Piedmont is a further opportunity. The agency, which was created, as I mentioned to you, 3 years ago, but that is operationally working from slightly more than 20 months, has been created by the main public institution and association of private companies to attract foreign investors to Piedmont and to assist them. We can help with all forms of authorization, acting as a one-stop shop. And this is a quite significant role that we are taking in the Italian economy, where bureaucracy is considered one of the critical factors in attracting business. ITP's services are, of course, offered free of charge, and its mission being to support investment projects bringing quality and excellence to our region. The way we carry out the mission is not just marketing and promotion aimed at communicating the opportunities of the area, but most of all, as every good marketing plan, to assure complete and continuous assistance to foreign companies looking for new business location. How we communicate those advantages is through all of the communication system of today. Website, we have a website with a database of incentives and with a database of location opportunities. We have the traditional way of communication, such as brochure, advertising campaign, newsletter, all of the effort in communicating to local community, but most of all to worldwide, the advantage of coming to Torino and Piedmont and making investment in our region. Strategically, though, we think that the role of just promoting and marketing an area is not the only lever or the only advantage we can offer. We think it's very important to provide a commitment to everyone that is interested in our region. And the service goes from the research and selection of location opportunities up to the definition of financing incentives for investments, information on economic factors, assistance in the relation with public and private institutions, and this is a crucial point to avoid the weak point of the bureaucracy in Italy, realization of feasibility studies, and aftercare. Our goal is to help finding the right property in a location that suits one's business is an essential requirement for companies aiming either for a quick startup or to develop new market fast. Turin and Piedmont offer a wide selection of location opportunities for production, research, logistics, and services, for both sales and for rent, with a list of scientific and technological parks, fully equipped industrial areas, logistic platforms, private areas and buildings for different uses. We have 4 scientific and technological parks located in the region, and that covers for research and development activities the pharmaceutical and biotechnological sector, the Environment Park, the first European science and technology park entirely dedicated to the environment, the park for telecommunication, and the biotechnologies and floriculture and experimentation on new materials. So we have a wide number of possibilities, which are, of course, receives incentives in terms of location. There is a number of industrial sites for production activities, as you can see on the map, but in particular we have 5 specific areas where there are top quality industrial sites, fully serviced with hotels, banks, shops, whatever is required by new investors. What is important to say is we try to promote the region not just by showing the cost advantage, because we try to target ourselves to high technology and not to sell our resources just for cost advantages. But it is still important if we want to compete in the regional competition today in Europe between the different regions in attracting business to provide the financing of opportunities and incentive. So though Piedmont is one of the strongest and most industrialized regions in Italy, where companies can benefit of substantial incentives for their activities, we can provide also expert financial support based on specific needs for the development of foreign companies. The system of financing incentives in Piedmont applies not only to company startup, but to all phases of growth and development. The available forms of financing match different parameters, which have to be carefully evaluated so as to make the most of the existing opportunities. These parameters include the characteristics of the company, the type of project, and the choosing location. In particular, there are investment incentives for new installation and plants, with grants or tax credits up to 20% of soft financing for up to 100% of the overall investments, grants for recruitment, savings of up to 40% of the labor costs, grants for training, up to 80% support for the capital costs related to training, and financing for technological innovation and research and development, with grants for up to 50% related to labor costs and project development. And the agency is the agency role is to help potential investors to use the best incentives for its personal goal. We have behind us, in the recent 20 months of activity, already a success story. Motorola, after a long site selection period, has made its decision to establish a European Research and Development Center in Turin. The company will invest more than $100 million and create 500 jobs over a five-year period. The Motorola Center in Turin will bring together Motorola's personal communication product development processes for the Europe, Middle East, and Africa region. The center will allow Motorola to develop products that are specifically tailored around the needs and preferences of European consumers. Now, Motorola is a case where we had more than 2 years of activity with them. They were already collaborating with the Polytechnic of Turin, and the decision has been a quite difficult one because, of course, it is a quite desirable partner for our region. And so we were in competition with other cities in Italy and before that with other countries all over Europe. So we are very proud, of course, of this first visible success. For foreign investors wishing to start new production or services activities in Piedmont, they can get in touch with the agency head office in Torino or with one of its offices abroad. And for that reason, we have established our network with different offices. We have one here in London, but also in Paris, Berlin, Brussels, Tokyo, and Washington. And actually, here in UK, we have our ITP front desk, which is in the local Italian Institute for Foreign Trade, which is helping us to organize and support our activity in international development. So this was a basis for me to start a discussion. If there is any question, of course, I am available with you tonight to go further in detail of what could be the advantage that Turin can offer and what is the reason for this important, strategically important change of attitude that our region, first in Italy, is showing towards attention to foreign investors. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? You can see how difficult it is in Europe to compete because you have various regions with characteristics, with elements that attract foreign investment. And Turin and Piedmont is one of these. Is there, I saw a hand up there. Yes?
Yes, as you probably know, because I see you are quite expert of the of the Italian attraction of business in the past. As you probably know, from about almost 1 year, the Italian government has created a national agency called the Sviluppo Italia to handle the overall planning for development of the national competitiveness, but in particular to between its main goals to develop a plan for attracting business in Italy. When they talk about attracting business in Italy, Sviluppo Italia is really thinking to the south of Italy, because they are thinking to the need that the specific area of our country has to recover the gap, the distance between with the north in terms of unemployment rate in particular, which is a very critical factor. Now we as ITP are collaborating with Sviluppo Italia in terms of providing them our way of working, let them know what are we doing to train our people and to act as a real player in the attracting business activity. We have made a benchmark to learn with other European and US agency. 28 European agency has been benchmarked, and the 10th U.S. agency for attracting business has been benchmarked. And so we know what's required in terms of budget, in terms of resources, in terms of marketing strategy. And we offered Sviluppo Italia a support for a national policy. Though their role, it's more, I think, dedicated to the South, and basically they are candidating themselves to coordinate other initiatives such as ours in Piedmont and Turin. Having said that, I would like to tell you very openly that our choice is to promote Piedmont as a European region, and not necessarily as the best of the Italian region. By the way, there is not a single parameters by which you can say that one region is better than another. If we are looking for lower technology level, lower labor cost, probably the south of Italy is better than Piedmont. And this is something we are trying to point out to Sviluppo Italia, that it could be difficult for them to attract high technology companies in the south of Italy, and it could be difficult for us to attract companies which are looking for low labor cost or specific economic advantages to attract them to Piedmont. So I think that the kind of collaboration we are trying to establish should be placed on the real factors, objective, strong point of the two areas, and not on the political decision. We are trying to get out of any political decision. We are trying to keep our agency with a very strong entrepreneurial spirit. And as long as this is the goal of the agency, I will be happy to help Turin and Piedmont. As the moment our agency will be in some way involved in the things that you mentioned before have been hitting part of the reputation of our country in the past, but could hit also the reputation of our area, of our region, of our city, of course. That a clear sign for myself is I would not be interested anymore to promote or to help what I'm doing right now. I don't know whether this gives some elements of answer to your question.
I think another part of the question was, is there a crowding out effect? That is, if you attract foreign investment, do you crowd out local indigenous investment?
Well, I don't believe so, but I think why the local investment should be impacted by the investment coming from abroad in negative terms. I cannot see that as happening. And by the way, I think this is a very late decision from our country. It comes from a single region. By the way, we are the first and unfortunately still the only dedicated agency to attract investment in our country at the local regional level. And this, in my opinion, is starting to become a weak factor. I don't see how by attracting business from abroad you could impact local investment. I think you are participating in an active way, in a proactive way, to the global economy. And I think from that standpoint that the decision by UK made more than 30 years ago of being open, much more open market, but much more open to investors from abroad is anticipates the challenge of the globalization. And therefore, the only problem I can see from our region is that we are late, and we'll try to recover the delay. But I don't see that as a potential handicap for local investors.
Other questions? Yes?
Well, as an entrepreneur, I don't just look for incentives for foreign investors, but also for local investors, me, an Italian entrepreneur. So I think the critical, crucial factors are, and by saying are, is more than one. First of all, there should be a clear plan for tax reduction, which there is quite a discussion in these days in Italy between entrepreneurs and the government regarding the level of tax pressure, whether the tax rate is decreased or not. The government is saying it's decreased, we say it is not. But the problem is, it is not the 1% 1 year reduction that makes investors confident on the trend chosen by a country. So in my opinion, there should be a need for a clear long-term plan, maybe not so strong. I could accept that a country with the national debt of Italy cannot reduce the tax rate of 10% in 1 year. It's not credible, it's not possible. Whoever will promise that will incur in trouble. And there will be, I think, people that will promise tax reduction very quickly, but they will not be able to keep up with their promises. I think it would be much more significant to give a plan, a kind of a 10-year plan, 1 to 2 points each year. That is the kind of commitment, and you have to keep it for 1, 2, 3 years, and then the foreign investor will understand that the country is serious about that. The second is flexibility. We need more flexibility than what we have. I talked about, we have some advantages, like overall costs are quite good. We have a good productivity, but we have not enough flexibility in terms of there is a culture that is guaranteeing workplace along the life of the person, and this does not belong anymore to the global economy. I mean, we should provide to each person, to each citizens of our country, the opportunity with education and training to be able to transfer quickly from one job to another, to provide work opportunities. But we cannot, unless we reduce the competitiveness of our country, we cannot continue to try to protect in the long term the work position that has been obtained maybe years ago, and that simply cannot be maintained anymore. So too much protectionism and too little flexibility and a serious plan for tax reduction. European Union is made today of the 15 European Union and of the 11 countries participating to the common currency. I see that part of the problem which our country has are part of Europe, with a few exceptions. Are part of the European dominating culture. And I'm referring in particular to continental Europe when I think about the protectionism and the level of unsustainable level of welfare costs in continental Europe, which instead of being dealt and analyzed and faced in terms of providing to international investors the best advantages for investing in the continent, and by the way, the tax pressure level all over Europe is too high, continental Europe in particular. I think Italy, it is not an exception in the European scenario, and this is a further concern, because the challenge could not be only for the nation, but for our nation, but for the continent in general.
One last question, and then we have a reception upstairs in the senior common room.
Is one of the. Well, one of the the point that we are trying to promote with, and by the way, if you feel appropriate, we could finally show the movie before the drinks regarding the way we try to the short film. It's not a movie, I'm sorry. It's a 5 minutes film. But it's a one thing we're trying to promote about Piedmont, which maybe did not come through my presentation, which was a bit too large, but it's the quality of life. And in my opinion, there is not so much the polarization, the social polarization you mentioned. I think there is a quite significant level of uniform quality of life in the region. There are areas, especially the most industrialized area around Turin, the capital, which shows the sign you are mentioning. And in my opinion, foreign investments, the attraction of foreign investment could help in order to reduce that polarization. That's what I feel. In general, though Turin is the most important city, is the capital of the region, it still has 1/4 of the population of the region. And if we look at the 4 million inhabitants of the region of Piedmont, I think there is, in general, a much more uniform level of social level all over the region than is the common perception. The final, I don't know. It's professor.
Last final.
They said 500 in 5 years. Yeah.
And I have figures.
In Torino.
Yes.
Okay.
And I know enough to certain Motorola with its European headquarters is creating 3,000 jobs in 3 years. So there is an imbalance, right? You quoted some conditions.
Question, not
no,
a.
No.
I mean, this is longer than the presentation.
No.
Real access to you because also because of language, big American corporation, things like that.
I can see.
I can see you're skeptical, but I'll try for what I can to convince you. The first one is the funding of ITP. ITP has been created by the most important local, and it's funded by the most important local institution, which means the region, the county of Turin, the region Piedmont, the city of Turin, the Chamber of Commerce at both regional and the local level, Turin level, and the Industrialist Association, the CBI local in Italy, in Turin, excuse me. They are providing support, and I don't think this is the side to say that it is not enough. We are fighting hard to get more resources than what we get, because from the benchmark we made, we know the amount of resources that other agency doing our job has in terms of human resources and financial resources. On the other side, I have to say that in Italy, the fact that we are still the only agency, it does not help us, because we, in this position, it's very difficult for us to receive, as other agency does, government funding, central funding. So we hope competition will start in our country in this segment too, so that there will be a role for the national agencies, Sviluppo Italia, to coordinate, to certify the different quality level of the different agency, and in this case provide also government funding for agency that stay, that belongs to the coordination and to the certification quality level. I accept some of your indication. First of all, I don't think we can compete right now with England, and I am not particularly surprised that for a decision regarding headquarters involving 3,000 people, UK was selected. It appears to me quite, I think it's encouraging that for a decision regarding researcher, high technology research and development center, having Motorola decided, as far as I know, that the Italian market, Italy, was the most significant growing market in telecommunication, having made that choice, Turin was selected within the Italian. Though the ratio you're mentioning is quite interesting for what I'm going to say, we are talking about 500 people against 3,000. So it's a ratio, it's another subject. And now I will bring this subject of the ratio to money in terms of income investment. We're talking about a ratio 1-6 in this case. Okay, Italy is more than 1-20 against UK in terms of attracting investment. And this is, it is impossible in my view, this is just due to competitive gap. I can't believe that. There would be no single industry of success in Italy if the competitiveness level would be at the level of 1-20. I mean, there is no choice. Why are you attracting so much more? In my opinion, is because there has been a strategic decision to communicate, promote, serve. So I think what has been done by the local agency in attracting business from abroad in UK is a good lesson for us. We cannot think to be at level of UK, but we can think a ratio of 1-2, 1-5, 1-6 is a good ratio. And if this is true, this would mean makes three times, four times the level of incoming investment in our nation, which would be a significant level of improvement over the next years. I hope I have convinced you with a soft approach. Regarding the labor cost, tax rate, I think I gave an indication in the answer before. I can agree that we should do more. About the labor cost, I have to say that in terms of absolute terms, labor cost in Italy is quite competitive. It's still quite competitive.
The trend of growth is worrying, but the trend, the level of labor cost is still quite competitive, especially with the region, not just Italian, but the region surrounding us. I'm talking about the south of France, Germany, Switzerland, Lombardy. Okay, the continental Europe, not the south of Italy, but the continental Europe around the Piedmont, I think the labor cost situation is not so negative.
Good. So if we can do the fast film.
You should say so.
Okay. If it, just 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Yes. Can we just complete then with the film, and then we'll go upstairs for the wine? Who has to push the button?
I don't know. You should say so. Everybody should.
Okay, let's start the film. There we go.
Turin, the first capital of Italy from 1861 to 1867, still bears witness to its glorious past in its streets and buildings with its elegant piazzas, and in the prestigious castles in the surrounding area. At the turn of the 19th century, the city took a new direction. Its industrial development was to grant her a new paramount role in the economic and cultural life of the country. It was exactly 100 years ago that Fiat was born, and with it, Turin opened to a new world. A world of factories and work, professionalism and culture, based on the evolving automotive industry. It was also a world of creativity, which we can see today in the models by the famous car designers Bertone, Giugiaro, and Pininfarina. An extraordinary industrial tradition and culture, a network of small to medium-sized enterprises that also successfully operate abroad. This is the Turin Car District, a network of industries creating wealth and offering top-quality products. This tradition is continuously evolving, reflected by the new degree course in car engineering, the first in Europe, offered by Turin University. One of Italy's leading banks is based in Turin. But the city does not live on the mechanical industry alone. Many major traditional textile and food industries are also based in Turin. Industries that every day meet and win challenges on the international markets with their high-quality products and services. An economic network of small and medium-sized companies exists throughout the whole region. These industries make Piedmont one of the most highly developed areas in Europe and one of the wealthiest in Italy. A region producing 9% gross national product. Getting to Piedmont is easy because there are 2 airports, 5 motorways, and railway links to the rest of Europe. 100 kilometers from Turin city center is Malpensa 2000, the most important intercontinental airport in the south of Europe, while Casella International Airport, connecting Turin to the major European cities, is only 20 minutes drive from the city center. To this network of transport, we have to add the logistical infrastructure for business purposes, such as cargo areas near motorways and towns. But Piedmont is above all a welcoming land, where 230 foreign companies have set up beside some of the main Italian industries. Together, they make up 10% of Italy's production. A region investing in research and development, promoting innovation with a unique offer of 4 technological parks available to companies. In Piedmont, over 17% of the workforce is employed in the high technology sector. Turin is the Italian capital of communication and information technology. Telecom Italia has its headquarters here, and other prestigious research and training centers for engineers and network system experts are based in Turin. Turin is also a space city, where satellites and parts of space stations are built in cooperation with NASA. Turin's ideal geographic location, long-standing industrial tradition, and a fiber optic cabled network across the city are the reasons why Motorola has chosen to open its new research and development center here, where the mobile phones of the future will be built. It is one of the most important foreign investments, and it is not by chance that Turin has been chosen. It is a multi-ethnic city with a respected university and international training centers. It is a city where people work well because they live well. Parks, museums, historical coffee houses, refined boutiques and old craft shops. The city is not only made of factories. Turin and Piedmont offer sport, entertainment, culture and unspoilt landscape. Turin and Piedmont offer quality of life, good food and good wines. Turin and its mountains will provide the perfect location for the 2006 Olympic Winter Games. It is a unique event for which the Italian government has guaranteed infrastructures to the value of over $600 million. This is the time to invest in new commercial and industrial opportunities. The International Olympic Committee has pledged its faith in Turin and Piedmont. Come and see for yourselves the reasons for their trust.
Good. Grazie. Grazie. Abbiamo 20 minuti.